Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back to Late Night News Talk 830-WCCO. We've been through a whole heck of a lot here in the year 2020, right? With COVID-19, we've seen the economy go in the tank. We've seen a lot of job losses. We've seen sports stop for a while, then restart. And there's been a lot of struggle. There's been a lot of struggle. But in the midst of some tough times, there have been some successes. And I do want to highlight one of those right now. Everybody knows that I'm a foodie. I'm a guy that likes to dive into some nice food, whether it's a meal or dessert, whatever it is, right? And so over the course of the spring into the summer, I came across an establishment on social media, on Twitter, and then on Instagram eventually. And it started with a photograph of a phenomenal-looking chicken sandwich to me actually going to the establishment and the food truck and to sample it and to try it. And I said, man, this is really, really good. But the story doesn't start with just a good picture into having a good sandwich. It also goes into the success of some entrepreneurs and them actually going from a food truck to a brick and mortar location. And joining us now from Nashville Coop is owner Kamal Muhammad. He joins us now here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline on Late Night on News Talk 830-WCCO. Kamal, I'm so happy to have you on, my man. How you been?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on. And I just kind of laid it out there for the listening audience because, I'm a foodie, man. I like to get around town during normal times, right? And I'll stop into a Manny's or I'll stop into a, rest in peace. I love the Butcher and the Boar. I love that establishment.
Yeah.
But to go and try some really nice, cool spots, right? And Minnesota's awesome that way. I think that every city has maybe a certain climate for fine dining and some really cool standout spots. And when I came across a picture of your phenomenal chicken sandwich and the products that you guys serve, I said I want to try it out, right? But as a food truck, you move around. You don't have one said spot. And then you guys have had so much success with the food truck and then food trucks into a brick and mortar spot. So let's start from the beginning. I want you, Kamal, to talk to the people and let them know how your business actually got started, because you kind of had a cool story behind that.
Yeah, I was living out in L.A. doing a different project, and we're in the process of transitioning away from that. And then for a few months, I didn't really know what I was doing, and my brother, who actually ran two food trucks here called Ali Mama Mediterranean Food Trucks, and my whole family was doing it. They were like, hey, it's COVID. Things are kind of shutting down on both coasts. What are you thinking? And I was like, hey, I'm thinking of this idea. And, they were saying they were looking into doing something similar. So we all just put our heads together and came out with Nashville Coop. And that started off in April. And, it was just my brother and I on the food truck, my mom in the commissary kitchen, my dad handling some of the outside operations. And it happened at the right time, because with the previous food trucks, it was meant for like the downtown lunch crowd. And so now that COVID kind of turned everything upside down from that perspective, we wanted a concept that, was going to be more for what you'd want to see in neighborhoods. So the Nashville Coop fit really well. And, because we were a food truck, we were able to pop up in different neighborhoods and sort of build a following. So, you know, if anybody's ever thinking about doing the food business, I highly suggest planning out in a food truck concept and gathering, you know, as many followers as possible. So, you know, when if you see that, you know, if it has the right feedback, then it gives you the confidence to, you know, actually buy or lease a retail space to open up a restaurant.
All right, so let me ask you this, Kamal, then. So because before you went to Nashville Coop or started that particular franchise and brand, right, you said that you and your family had already done some food truck stuff before, right, the Mediterranean thing. Like, at that point in time, had you already had a little bit of success with the food trucks?
Yeah, so to you know, kind of clarify, it was, you know, my younger brother, Arif, and my parents were doing the Ali Mama thing. I was actually out in, you know, in L.A. Working on another startup called JuiceBot. It's like a robotic juice bar vending machine. So we were in two different worlds. And so then when COVID happened, you know, we took their food truck experience and what they've learned a lot from the past, you know, 4 or 5 years of running that concept, plus some ideas that I was gathering while being out. And so once we kind of came together, the magic happened. So if there was a, you know, if there was a reason to come back home, this was, you know, a good reason. And, you know, we got lucky and fortunate, and, you know, the idea took.
Yeah. We're talking to Kamal Muhammad from Nashville Coop Restaurant and Food Truck here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. Their website is NashvilleCoop.com. And, you know, when you look at all of this, right, and you put the product out there and it takes off, at what point, Kamal, did you know we got something good here? We got something that people are falling in love with.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. You know, one time, you know, we got to the point where it was my brother and I on the food truck, and then, you know, we had some cousins helping out, as usually what happens with these, you know, startup food trucks. And, you know, we started getting to a point where we could start hiring a few people, and then we got out of the food truck to help more run the management side of things. And I remember one particular day, my brother pointed out to the line, and he's like, one, look, we have a line, and that's cool. And then two, you know, we had people from all different parts of the Twin Cities coming up. So there were people like, I drove here all the way from, you know, Eden Prairie. I drove here from Wayzata. I drove here from, you know, some people, we've even had people driving here from Wisconsin. But it was people of all ages, sizes, you know. In a time like this, you know, it was cool to see a 22-year-old from, you know, Cedar Riverside in line with a 64-year-old from, you know, White Bear Lake. So it was just cool to see what food can do in a time like this, because, you know, everybody loves good chicken, everybody loves good food, and that's when we knew, you know, because we were attracting people from all around. You know, the metro area, and the line is just so diverse that it was just a beautiful sight to see.
But before I found you guys on Instagram, I'm not gonna lie, Kamal, I was stalking y'all for a little bit, for literally like maybe like 2 weeks. I was texting my guy from the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I was like, man, where the hell is this food truck that I keep hearing about, man? I'm trying to get to it. So I was trying to navigate and find my way to get you guys, and luckily I did that. So, but it speaks to you guys having a phenomenal product, and just, you know, the whole thing about people can talk about spending money on advertising and having commercials and ad time in various different mediums. I totally get that, because all of that stuff works. But, man, there's nothing to me that beats a great story than the word of mouth. When people have a great product and people start talking about it, and organically it just kind of rises up.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, in other words, it's called a product market fit. When you get to a point where your customers are selling your product for you, you have a product market fit. That means that you have something in your hand. So when we get to a point where somebody brings one of their friends and they're excited to, you know, like, I put my friend on game. I showed him or her this food truck. When they're excited to talk about your business just as much as you are, then, you know, you have something. So I totally agree with you. It does not mean that we don't, you know, do advertising or yeah. social media and stuff. It is important to, you know, do especially local ads through, you know, radio, billboards, whatever. But it all works as a one symbiotic relationship.
Absolutely. And now you're here on my show on WCC Radio, and WCC Radio is one of the best signals in the country, and half the country
exactly.
that is listening to you right now. We're talking to Kamal Muhammad here from Nashville Coop Restaurant and Food Truck on Late Night on News Talk 830 WCCO. Talk for a minute about some of the obstacles clearly that you faced in operating during COVID-19.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad you asked that. I think, the one that is, you know, very interesting, And I'm going to get a little bit political with this one. It's, you know, because of the situation, if we can go back in hindsight, one of the things that if I had, you know, the years of some of our, you know, senators and policymakers, it's to, yes, we understand, you know, why we had, well, we had unemployment, and to give people that, you know, that security, especially in a very uncertain time during the pandemic. But when a lot of the employees have to pick, you know, individuals have to pick between, you know, getting unemployment or working, we're putting the average citizen in a bind. And we're also putting, you know, small businesses in a bind, because, you know, there are people like, oh, I want to come work at your restaurant. This sounds really cool. But, you know, I'm also, you know, getting unemployment right now, so, you know, they're going to kick me off. So, it, you know, and this is some of the stuff where, you know, I understand why we did the policy the way we did it. But, you know, I'm speaking for a lot of restaurants. I'm speaking for a lot of small businesses.
Absolutely.
You know, who are facing a really difficult time right now of navigating the waters. So, you know, this is something I'm seeing firsthand, and I wish there was a way where we could give people a peace of mind, a sense of security, you know, to provide through, you know, national and local government, at the same time not hindering, you know, small businesses, you know, so we don't have so many closures. A lot of these restaurants that are closing down, I used to look up to them. When I was in college, I would go to them, and, you know, these were some of my favorite restaurants. And so to see them all closing around me while we're building, it's bittersweet, because it'd be fun to, you know, figure out a balance between those two. So.
Oh, it sucks. It really does. And, you know, I've got so many friends that own, whether it's like clothing boutiques or restaurants, and even I think about some of my favorite brands that I've been going to for years, like Bar La Grassa. Bar La Grassa is not officially closed, but, you know, you hear the rumblings that it's possibly going to be, that it'll never reopen. Butcher and the Boar just closed a few weeks ago or a month ago. I'm really good friends, and I was at its establishment last week, even with it being closed during the day, and just having lunch and talking intimately with David Fema from Fema's in downtown Minneapolis. Like,
yeah.
The thing that I love about what you guys have done, not just as small business owners and entrepreneurs, but specifically the restaurant scene, is you've really banded together and really try to do what's best for everybody, right? Like, like to me, in tough times, that's what you have to do. You have to rally around each other.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's definitely kind of a sign of, you know, where the country's at right now. And it's just more of an evidence to say we really need to find a way to come together so that we can continue to make smart policies, so that we can navigate through these challenging times. And what happens when we, you know, we're dealing with these, this level of division, even through politics, is that there's a lot of, you know, hardworking people that fall through the cracks right down the middle. So, you know, and so that's the kind of, you know, hope. It's not, we're doing well, and I'm thankful for that. Our customers, you know, have held us through this whole process. They're so gracious with us, so understanding. And I just wish that could translate into, you know, everything else. So, you know, if nothing else, I hope that our food continues to bring people together from all around, you know, the Twin Cities, and we can have more common ground to move forward, so that, you know, because that's what it's going to take to get through this.
Absolutely. A last thing for you, Kamal, and then we'll let you go. Let's talk about for just 1 second. You guys, you know, graduating, you guys going from the food trucks to actually opening up a brick and mortar space for the listening audience out there that is not aware of what you guys, do in terms of food or know where you're at. Kind of give them a little bit of a layout over the course of maybe the next 90 seconds or so about what you guys do, provide and where you're at.
Yeah, absolutely. So our chicken is, you know, Nashville hot, you know, authentic inspired chicken. What makes us unique within that is that we, you know, our mom is a, you know, she's been an international chef, and she incorporates some spices from, you know, other parts of the world that, you know, give us a little bit of that unique flair. And what keeps people coming back, we have our flavors that range from Minnesota nice, which is no heat. So, you know, if you have a 2 or 3 year old that just wants delicious strips, they can get that. All the way up to like the growling hot, or what we call the clucking hot, that has, you know, a Carolina Reaper in it and ghost pepper. And it's almost, you know, 2 million on Scoville. So it satisfies even those people who really feel like they can handle the heat. So, we don't have a size, one size fits all, but, it's delicious food. And that's why you continue to see, the lines and the followers growing.
Hey, come on, man. Congratulations on all the success. It's been a hard year for a lot of people, but you are definitely one of the success stories that's come out of COVID-19 and everything that we're dealing with. So, hey, congratulations, man. And I look forward to – look, I'm going to come down next week and visit you guys in the actual – I'm going to come down to the brick-and-mortar spot. And this time I'm not doing the Minnesota Nice. I need a little bit, which the Minnesota Nice was amazing. Like the chicken, people will look at the pictures. They should, guys, go check out NashvilleCoop.com. The chicken's amazing, but I gotta try one of the mild sauces. So we'll do that next time.
Yeah, we'll do the coop. Well, on behalf of my family, myself, and, you know, our team, thank you so much for having us on your show.
Oh, it's a pleasure, man. Thank you so much. That's Kamal Muhammad from Nashville Coop Restaurant and Food Truck here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.